Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid, with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Enter the Robbers! Now then, Alfie, before we go to the pictures, I'd better take something to settle me tummy.
Why, is it upset?
Not yet, but it will be if we're going on your motorbike. Cool, the way it goes up and down, up and down. Are you sure you haven't got square wheels?
Look, I hope you're going to behave yourself with the pictures tonight. I had enough of you last time when you said to the ice cream girl, a sixpenny tub for me and some smelling salts for me daft friend here.
Well, I thought the picture might frighten you, make you faint. After all, Sylvester did nearly get his claws into Tweety Pie.
I'll get me claws in you if you don't shut up.
Look, Pat, are you ready to go yet? Higginbotham will be here in a minute to give you a lift to the bus stop.
We can't go till Susan comes back from the florist. She's gone to get some flowers to take to Auntie Ethel in hospital.
I know that, but if you miss the bus, Higgy'll have to run you all the way to the hospital in his taxi.
And you'll have to pay for it.
Quite right. That'll do. If Higgy's late at the bus stop...
You'll be late at the pub.
Exactly. I'll smack you, my lad.
Behave yourself, Jimmy. Look, Father, I'd be a lot happier about Susan and me catching the bus if I knew the correct time. Your watch is broke. Mine says 6:30. The clock on the cooker says 6:40. What time do you make it, Alfie?
Let me see. 4:55.
4:55?
Yeah, forgotten to wind my watch up.
Oh, this is ridiculous.
Hey, wait a minute, though. What about Susan's clock?
That's what I say, Alfie. What about it? All that war paint and them wrinkles. You think she's breaking it in for a scarecrow?
I've left the door open, Mr. Higginbottom.
Look, when I said Susan's clock, I meant it alarms you. It frightens you. It has a bell, a clock. She keeps good time. It does. I'll funk you. Hello, Susan.
Hello, Alfie. Well, what's our Jimmy up to now?
Oh, nothing. Take the notice of him. Hey, did you say Mr. Higginbottom were here?
Yes, he's just turning his taxi round in the street.
Oh, good, we can be on our way now.
In a minute, Mother. I think he wants a word with you first about this dear brother of mine.
What do you mean, love?
I wouldn't let him go to the pictures tonight, Mother, after what I've just heard about him.
What have you heard, Susan?
Yeah, let us hear it, big ears.
All right, clever boy. Mr. Higginbottom gave me a lift from the shops, and he said something about our Jimmy fighting with Ozzy yesterday.
Oh, no, we're not going to have Mr. Higginbottom ranting and raving in here again. Jimmy, what happened?
Look, Mum, it was Ozzy's fault. He started the fight. I just kept it going a bit.
What were you fighting about?
I'll tell you that, Pete.
Oh. Come in, Mr. Higginbottom.
Thanks, Mrs. Hello, everybody.
Hello, Mr. Higginbottom. Can't stop. Alfie's taking me to the pictures. Come on, Alfie.
You stay here. Now, look, Mr. Higginbottom, we haven't got much time. What was this trouble about?
Well, your little son here helped my Ozzy with his own work on Thursday night. And somehow, unfortunately, he just happened to get all the answers wrong. So Ozzy got caned for his stupidity.
What?
Well, I did warn Ozzy I'm no good at sums. Mind, I'm very good at stopping noses bleeding. You ask him.
You made Ozzy's nose bleed? I'll make you behind bleed, you young scamp.
Now, Pete, it's no good you getting upset over my Ozzy's bad luck. I mean, when he told me about it, I belted the living... I told him it was his own fault, really.
Aren't you angry with our Jimmy as well?
Oh, no, not really. Boys will be boys.
What? Mr. Higginbottom, you must be sober. not well, I mean.
you will have your little joke. You're a right little comedian, aren't you?
Look, one more remark from you and you won't go to the pictures. Now, can we go now, Mr. Higginbottom?
Certainly, Missus, certainly, yes. I'd hate you to miss that bus. Isn't this young son of yours going to the hospital as well, then?
Oh, no, I'm not going, not this time.
Oh, well, I'm sure it won't be long before you are going to the hospital. And I can't wait. I mean, wait here, I mean. We'd better be off.
Right, come on, Pat. Susan, let's away to the taxi.
Right, Grandad. See you when you get back from the pictures, Alfie.
Right, yeah, Susan. Dad, don't talk to any strange man.
Why not? She talks to you.
I'm warning you, my lad. If I hear of any more trouble tonight, you'll wish you'd never been born. Come on, Mr. Higginbottom.
Aye, come in, missus. Right, Clitheroe, I'm off now. But first, I've got something to give you.
I knew it. Quick, Alfie, get him first. Clout him with the poker.
Shut up. It's this note from my Aussie. I want you to read it as soon as I've gone.
But I can't. I'm not allowed to read bad language.
Look, I'll grab your ears and tie them... You were trying to get me going there, weren't you, you little joker? Yes, just read that note and I hope it keeps fine for you. That night, Clitheroe. See you next visiting day.
What's he on about, Jen?
I don't know. I think he's got something up his sleeve, apart from his mucky arm. It's something to do with this letter. Now, what's this? Dear Haddock Face. Luke! Haddock, only one D. Hope you have a nice weekend, as it will be your last one on Earth. Huh? I put your poem on Toby Jug's desk in his study with your cap on top, so he'll know who wrote it. Well, the rotten sneak.
Look, I mean, what's it all about? Poem, Toby Jug.
Toby Jug Treadwell, our headmaster. I wrote a poem about his wife being tall and skinny. Ozzy said he'd keep it in his satchel.
Oh, I see. When the headmaster finds it on his desk on Monday morning, you're in dead trouble.
You're not kidding. If Toby Jug reads that poem, they'll be writing one for me on my gravestone.
What was the poem, anyway?
Well, it was a good one, really. Listen. Our headmaster's wife isn't fat. She's more like a tall cricket bat. When she goes for a stroll like a human tent pole, the people shout, "Blimey, what's that?"
I'm not doing it. Definitely not. I don't care what you say. I'm not.
What a lot of knots. Are you a sailor?
No, and I'm not a mug either. Oh, I should have known you were up to something when you said, let's go to the pictures a different way, past our school. And now we're here. You're up to your tricks again.
Look, all I asked you was if you had any keys on you or a bent pin.
Yeah, to try and open your school door so you can go in and get your blinking poem back.
Alfie, what a terrible thought. I wouldn't dream of breaking into our school.
I know. That's why you want me to do it. Well, I'm not, do you? I'm not.
Of course not. I was only kidding. Hey, Alfie, they're looking for a Father Christmas at our school for next year. But would you like the job?
You what?
Well, man, you want to be sure you can do it, so let's just check you're not too big.
Too big for what?
Too big to go down the chimney at our school.
Oh, look, do you think I'm daft?
Yes, next question.
I'm not breaking in the door of your school, and I'm not going down that blinking chimney either.
Of course not. You're going in through that window.
Yeah, well, all right, I'll go in through what window?
The window of the headmaster's study. Somebody's left it open, Luke.
Oh, yes, yeah. Hey, that's a bit daft. Somebody could get in there and pinch something.
Yeah, couldn't they?
Yeah, they could. Yeah, I've told you, no.
It's not pinching, it's my poem and my cap. I'm only getting them back again. Oh, go on, Alfie, help me, please. I'll give you a wine gum.
No, and for the last time, definitely no.
I can't see in this dark. Where are you?
I've just cocked my leg over the windowsill.
Well, hurry up. His desk's all over by the far wall.
Ah, if I can find it, it's pitch dark in here.
Use your cigarette lighter.
Look, this is no time to be having a smoke. Oh, I think... You mean to see me? Yes, a good idea. Oh, yeah, here I can see now. That's plain as a bell. Help!
Oh, no. What are you doing, you daft burglar?
There was a screen by the window and I fell on it.
Did you hurt yourself or did you land on your head?
I landed on my back. Oh, where the heck is it?
It's between your neck and the top of your sitter foot. What am I saying? My poem's on the desk.
Oh, my lighter, I've dropped it. Oh, I can see your poem. Ah, that's better, I've got it.
Good. Now, come on, hurry up. What are you moaning for? It's all over now.
It's not me. Quack. Hey, Jimmy, there's a man laid on the floor by the screen. What shall I do?
Ask him if he'd like the next dance, you daft looking.
I tell you, it's not funny. Oh, I I must have knocked him out with a scream. He's an old man with whiskers. Who is he?
It'll be old Mr. Grimshaw, the caretaker. Hurry up and come out before he sees you.
Oh, heck, I'm coming, but it doesn't seem right, this.
Luke, stop grumbling and climb over the school rails before somebody comes and catches us.
Oh, heck, what a daft thing to do.
Save your breath for the climb and be careful. Some of them rails have... have spikes on top. Now, come on, jump down and let's get back home before somebody catches us. Look, we're back home, safe and sound, so stop worrying.
I can't help worrying. Leaving that poor old man lying there, it's not right.
But somebody'll find him sooner or later. And you said he only looked a bit winded.
Yeah, but that doesn't excuse me for what I've done. I let you talk me into it, and then I ran away, and I lost my head. Well, now I'm ringing the police.
To see if your head's been found yet?
Yeah. I'll smack you in a minute. I'm going to tell him about old Mr. Grimshaw. Now, pass me that phone.
All right. Here you are. But you don't have to tell him who we are.
What shall I say then?
Well, look, disguise your voice. Cover your mouth a bit. Say you're an old tramp. You saw the window open and you peeped in. Here's the phone number.
All right. I'm an old tramp in disguise. My voice, I mean. And I saw my mouth open, so I peeped in. The window.
Police station, Sergeant Roach speaking.
Oh, hello. Listen, I'm an old tramp and I'm a homeland.
Use an old man's voice, you twit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It was Jimmy. He was telling me to use an old man's voice. Oh, my other leg. Well, you see, it's like this, Sergeant Trout.
Roach, Roach.
Oh, twins, are you? Well, listen.
Alfie, there's a taxi outside.
Oh, there's a taxi outside.
Outside where?
I don't know, he hasn't told me yet.
It's outside our house, you bonehead.
It's outside our house, you bonehead.
It's me mum and our Susan. Quick, tell him.
It's me mum and our Susan. I'm only his girlfriend. Boy, I'm it hers.
Tell him, go to the boys' school in Rectory Road.
What do I have to go there for? Oh, you mean Sergeant Tiddler. Hello, Sergeant. Go to the boys' school in Rectory Road right away.
And what do I do when I get there?
Hang on. He wants
I
to know
heard
what...
him. The caretaker's been attacked by a burglar. He needs help.
The caretaker's been attacked.
Yes, yes, yes. I heard the young lady.
Young lady? I'll tie a knot in his whistle.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Alfie. Take your hand off my mouth.
I didn't quite get that. Alfie who?
Hang up.
Yeah, Alfie, hang up. Oh, hang up.
Back from the pictures already, Alfie?
Yes, Susan, how was your auntie?
Oh, she was much better. What's you talking like that for?
Well, I was on the phone, you see. I was
telling his mum he's coming home because he's got a bad throat. Now, off you go, Alfie. Look after that throat. Cough your clot.
Oh, yeah. I must go. It's my throat, you see. Will you stop shoving me through the door? Night-night, everybody. I'll see you tomorrow, Susan.
He was acting very strange. What's the matter with him?
Well, you know him. He always acts daft on a Friday.
Today's Saturday.
Is it? Well, he must be working overtime. Go, Grandad. Might be Ozzy.
If it is, you're not going out to play till your mother gets home.
Hello, Jen.
Alfie, I was looking for you this morning at church. Come in quick.
Oh, ta. Baby, you couldn't see me because I didn't go. Well, I did go, but I didn't get there, you see. I mean, I started off, but I didn't finish. Arrive, I mean, at the church. Now, I got as far as the gate. I was not the church's, and he shouted me back. Me dad, not the vicar. He had no trousers on.
The vicar?
Oh, yeah. Me man took them on Monday, and I should have got them back yesterday, but I forgot. Me dad, I mean, from the cleaners.
Oh, never mind. Where's me poem? Have you brought it with you? I want to get rid of it before anybody else sees it.
Oh, it's you, Alfie.
Yes, I'm me. Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Oh, come in the living room and have some tea. I've just made a pot. Susan should be home soon.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Sinclair. What were you asking me, Jim?
Nothing. Shall I get your coat for you, Grandad?
No, there's no hurry. I'm going to have another cup of tea before I go out.
Oh, but that'll spoil your thirst. you must be thirsty.
Oh, stop blethering, Jimmy. Would you like a cup of tea, Alfie?
Oh, yes, please, if there's any in the pot. That's daft, isn't it? But we say it, don't we? I mean, not we, you and me. I mean, we, me and them about the pot. I don't know why we say it.
Because you're potty.
Yeah, I suppose that. Say, shut up.
Didn't see you at church this morning, Alfie.
No, well, that's because I wasn't there. I did go, but...
He only got as far as the gate because he left his dad at the cleaners all week and his mother pinched the vicar's trousers.
Yeah, that's right. Say, don't be funny. Take no notice of him, Mr. Sinclair.
I never do, Alfie. Here's your tea.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sinclair.
By the way, mentioning the vicar reminded me. Have you two heard about the robbery at Jim's school last night?
Robbery? the school?
You mean the vicar robbed our school? What did he pinch, the hymn books?
It's no joke, my lad. The vicar was telling me that two villains broke into the school and cost the old caretaker.
Oh, no, it was an accident. Well, I mean, maybe it was. Maybe it might have been an accident.
I suppose it was an accident that he pinched £20 out of the headmaster's study as well.
Oh, no, that was deliberate. You what? I never took it. Oh, my leg! Oh,
sorry, Alfie, I thought you were the table. Drink your tea.
Oh yeah. It's nice tea, Mr. Sinclair.
Well, luckily the caretaker was able to identify them. Watch what you're doing, Alfie!
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Sinclair, my tea went down the wrong way.
How could he identify him? He was unconscious.
Yes, and it was that when I, wasn't it?
Well, I don't know all the details, but the vicar said the caretaker identified the one who knocked him down. And the police have arrested two men. I hope they get 5 years apiece.
Yeah, but they're innocent. I mean...
Until they prove them guilty, means.
Well, that shouldn't be difficult with the caretaker's evidence. Anyway, I expect it'll be all in tomorrow's paper. Well, I think I'll get away.
Hope we do.
Tell your mother I'll be home round about four, Jim.
Yes, Grandad.
Well, cheerio, Alfie. See you tonight, I expect.
Our next visiting day.
Bye-bye, Mr. Sinclair. Oh, Jim. Jim, they've arrested two innocent men for what we did. We'll have to go to the police and confess.
What do you mean, we? I didn't knock him down. And anyway, why did he pinch 20 quid?
Well, I didn't mean to knock it. 20 quid? I didn't pinch any 20 quid. The police have made a mistake about that.
How much did you pinch, then?
I'm not sure. Nothing. You know I didn't.
Oh, that's all right, then. So let's forget all about it.
Yeah, I can't forget it. I'm not letting somebody go to jail for pinching money I pinched. Well, that they think I did. That they did think they did, not me, I think.
I should stop thinking before your head bursts.
Well, I'm going to confess anyway.
Wait a minute, you can confess on the phone.
What?
Ring up that copper again, Sergeant Fishface, and tell him it's the old tramp who did it. And he has to let the other two fellas go, but don't say who you are.
So you see, they didn't do it. We did. Me, I mean, but I didn't pinch the money, so they couldn't have. So will you let them go? You what? Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, goodbye.
Is the sergeant going to let him go, Alfie?
No, it wasn't the sergeant.
Who was it, then?
The manager of a bingo hall. I got the wrong number.
Oh, you twit. Hey, up, I'll dial the number for you.
I can't understand it. I mean, I wrote the number down properly. 2222. Oh, heck. I dialed 2 4s.
You should have dialed in for nut.
Hello? Police station, Sergeant Roach speaking.
Yeah, hello, is that the bingo station? Gibbon. Police have a home in life.
Do the old tram.
I'll do you if you keep me again.
Hello, hello, can I help you? Sergeant Roach speaking.
Yeah, hello, is that the fish station? Sergeant...
Roach. Just a minute, did you phone me yesterday about the school that was robbed?
Well, yeah, that's right, only I didn't know then that I'd robbed it. You thought I had, somebody had, only they hadn't, because I had, well, not robbed it, done it, do you understand?
You must be joking.
What were you saying, sir?
I broke into the school.
Look, I don't know what your game is, but we've arrested the men who broke into the school.
Yeah, but that's just it. They didn't break into the school. It was me. I nearly forgot, Jim.
Now, listen here, you comedian. It's a serious offence to give false information to the police.
Yeah, but it's the truth. I broke into the school and saw...
Scraggy neck coming.
Scraggy neck coming. Is she, Jim? Is she, Jim?
Hurry up and finish with Sergeant Codshead. I'll go to the front door and keep her out.
Oh, right-o. Hello, Sergeant Codshead. Roach, I mean.
Hello, Jimmy, let me in.
I can't. The door's jammed. You'll have to wait. I can't.
We'll see about that.
Quick, she's going round the back.
But if I broke in, how could they pinch the money I pinched? Only I didn't.
Hurry up, Alfie. I've got to bolt the back door now.
Right, Jim. You see, Sergeant, I did break in, but I didn't pinch.
That's fixed you, Scraggy Sue.
Jimmy, let me in or you'll be sorry.
That's that. Now to sort out Old Man River.
But you've got to let them go. They're innocent.
Are you still at it? She's at the front door again. And the back as well. She must have long arms.
Jimmy, let me in. Let me in.
Oh, heck, it's me, ma'am. Alfie, hang up and let Susan in the back. I'll open the front door.
Well, I may as well. He won't believe me. All right, goodbye. Oh, it's no use, Jim. I'll have to go to the police station and give myself up.
Well, I'm going with you to make sure you don't give me up as well.
What's the idea? Why was the door bolted?
Don't ask me. Ask Susan and Alfie. They're in the kitchen. Maybe they just wanted to be alone.
Answer it, please.
All right, yeah, my dear.
Are you sure, Mother?
Yes. As they were leaving, Alfie definitely said something about the police station, and Jimmy made some crack about breaking out of E-Wing.
Well, it must be something to do with his motorbike, but he hasn't said anything to me.
Yeah, well, knowing Alfie, probably parked outside the police station. There. That's the lot done.
That was the police on the phone. He wants to know who the fellow called Alfie is who's been ringing up about the school robbery.
Alfie's been ringing the police?
Yes. He didn't give his second name and he tried to disguise his voice to sound like an old man.
But why do that?
Well, obviously, so the police couldn't find out who he was.
But how did they know our telephone number? Did they trace the call?
No, Alfie gave it to them, the ninny. Here anymore. No more. No more.
I think the sergeant's heard enough, Alfie.
Hey, now look, I've got a right to be arrested if I want to be. Well, not want to be, have to be. I pay me rates. Well, not me, my dad does, but it's the same thing, so put the handcuffs on me.
I'll put a straight jacket on you, never mind handcuffs.
Jimmy, Alfie, what are you doing
What's
here?
Trouble, Alfie.
Look, Sergeant, this is my grandson, and he's a friend of ours.
Well, maybe you can get him to shut up for a minute, please.
But what are they doing here?
Driving me up the wall.
Well, don't worry, you can free will coming down.
What have you done, Alfie?
I cussed an old man and robbed the school. Only I didn't pinch the mummy and the screen cost him, but the screen knocked it, and he's got two fellas in jail, but they're innocent because it was me, but he won't believe me.
Where's me truncheon? I don't care if I do lose me stripes. I'm going to shut him up.
Alfie, I should close your mouth before he puts his helmet in it.
Now, look, there's no need to threaten people. Now, Jimmy, what happened?
Now, you see, I broke into...
Oh, shut up, or I'll clout you myself.
Well, Alfie climbed into the headmaster's window and accidentally pushed over a screen which hit the caretaker and knocked him out. Then later he phoned the sergeant here, pretending to be an old man, and told him the caretaker was injured.
But I've been trying to tell you that we've got the fellas who did it. The caretaker caught them robbing the headmaster's study, and one of them coshed him. When we got that phone call, we rushed round to the school and caught these fellas coming out with the stolen money and the things on them.
Hey, you mean I am innocent?
Yes.
And I'm all right, then?
I am not qualified to answer that.
But you say you went into the study, Alfie. Why?
To get Jimmy's cap on a blimey leg!
You don't want to hear about that, Sergeant, do you?
No, nothing else, please. Just like you all to go so that I can sit down and write my request for an early retirement.
Wait a minute. You caught those crooks because of the phone call I made, didn't you?
You made?
Well, I thought of it. Anyway, you'll want me name and address, Sergeant, so you'll know where to send the reward.
Never mind the reward. Alfie said he broke into the school to get your cap and something. What was it, Jimmy? Come on, I want the truth.
Oh, heck, a poem I wrote about the headmaster's wife. And it wasn't very bad, really. Show him, Alfie.
You what? I haven't got your poem.
Of course you have. I haven't had a chance to get it off you since you took it from the school.
Oh, heck. Oh, with all the trouble over the caretaker, I forgot to get it off the headmaster's desk.
But I heard you shout, you said, "It's all right, I've got it."
Oh, no, I meant my cigarette lighter.
Oh, no, you big doozy. Sergeant, get your truncheon while I hold his head.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, and Brian Truman as Sergeant Roach. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the Kid himself.
Well, the worst happened Monday morning, 9:10, I was in Toby Jugg's study. He said, "I didn't realise we had a minor poet in the third form, Clitheroe. But since you are, you may appreciate this piece of doggerel I have penned. 'Tis better to give than receive, so I make this little request. Bend over and touch your toes while I give you six of the best." Ta-ra!